Meeting is officially opened. I wish to welcome everyone in this meeting, which is a very, very awkward meeting on Friday, whilst we know that we are still traveling from the parliament and also going to our constituencies. But honorable members, I wish to welcome everyone who has managed to join this meeting. I know it was not easy because it was just a meeting to look at few things. Thanks ever so much, honorable members. Lindy, will you please flight the agenda?
Chair?
Yes. Yes.
I will be leaving the meeting at 10 to my ethics committee is sitting at 10.
At 10, yes? Eh? Okay, honorable Jay Mangani. Welcome, Jay. I thought you were not well, you know. I understand fully that comrades are prioritizing this meeting. It is meeting in any case, but because of circumstances at times, one is unable to join because of the health. Thank you. You will be excused at that time. Thank you. You just indicate that you are leaving. In fact, you indicate to Lindy and just write on the chat box. But I will also see in the attendance that you have left. Honorable members, the agenda, Lindy?
Yes, Chair, can you see the agenda?
No, this is not the agenda.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, Chair, so let me stop flighting. Okay, Chair. Yoli? Oh, sorry. Okay, Chair. Can you see it now?
Yes, Lindy, okay. We are able to see it. Thank you very much. Then can you, we have done the welcoming and opening officially, and then can you get the confirmation and attendance of honorable members that have attended?
And, okay, Chair.
So over to you, Lindy.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chair. The members that are in attendance today, it's you as the chairperson of this committee. We have Member Manganye, we have Member Mare, we have Member Stock, we have Member Opperman, we have Member Songo, we have Member Abrahams, we have Member Masango. That's the members I've managed to identify thus far. If I'm omitting anyone, can indicate so, Chair. Do you want me to go to apologies at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, Chair. From the committee's side, I have an apology from Member Sukars due to prior commitments, and also Member Fanda Merve, who is unable to connect due to the area she's in today. Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, Mama's Masango's hand is up. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Bridget Masango.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Chair and colleagues and the department.
Good morning.
I also have to give an apology that I do have to leave at 10:30. I hope that we would have covered a chunk of our responsibilities this morning. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bridget. I fully understand that thing. That's why I'm saying it mustn't be a very long meeting. Let's just make it a point that we do and we fast track the agenda, but it doesn't mean that we will leave things unfinished. Thank you, Honorable Member. You will be excused at that time. Hope that the meeting will be done by then.
You have done the apologies. And then the department, is there anyone who's present?
No one. Except
Advocate Chochisa. Chair is here.
Okay, thank you very much. You're welcome.
And Advocate Adlala, Chair, both of them are here.
Okay.
From legal.
thank you very much for that. I acknowledge them. Honorable members, I know for a fact that it was not because of or intentionally for a legal advisor to absent themselves, but I know for a fact that because of the pressure at work, but let's try our level best to have them in attendance when we have meetings, because it delays our program. Thank you very much, Lindy. Let's just go to the agenda. I know for a fact that in the agenda, there is the committee deliberate. In fact, let's first go to the consideration and adoption of the MOD. Then the committee deliberations after that, and then the adoption of minutes. The minutes are about how many? Four of them. But I know for a fact they are very stale. It's not easy for us to deliberate on that. But if we have anything, we can go to those things. Can we then go to the adoption of the agenda, honorable members?
Chair, I'm proposing for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mangani. And then who seconds it? Honorable Songo.
Thank you, Chair. I second the adoption of the agenda.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Let's not waste time. Consideration and adoption of the motion of desirability. Let's request the legal advisors to assist us in terms of giving us the whatever input that they think they would like us to give, and then so that we are able to deliberate on them. Whoever is going to start, but will appeal to Advocate Mshengane to kickstart the discussion.
Yes.
Over to you, Advocate Mshengane. Sir, are you? Aye.
Yes, Chairperson. The MOD, it's a committee report. I'm able to take it through, and Mshengane can respond to any clarification questions, but just a straightforward report. And then Mshengane will take it through on the deliberations on the bill. Chair, it's also safe to note that there is a legal advisor from the office of the church, the chief state law advisor, Chair. He's also here, Mr. Makabeni. He's with
Mr.
us. Makabeni. Makabeni.
Okay. Chair. He is also welcome in the committee. Let's go through.
Okay.
Can we request Honorable Songo to lower her hands?
Okay. Chair and members, the motion of disability is a process where the committee needs to conclude before it starts the formal stage on the report to say that they are comfortable that Parliament must pass this bill, and therefore, after adoption of this report, the committee will proceed with the clause by clause and deliberations on the said legislation. Chair, as you know, that the said piece of legislation has been considered. By Parliament, it was referred to the committee for its consideration. So there is just an error of just pick up. It's not the children's amendment bill, it's a fundraising. And then Chair, the fundraising bill amendment, the fundraising amendment bill is B29 of 2020 was introduced to Parliament and referred to the committee through the ATC. And then on the 2nd of June, the committee received a briefing from the department on the bill. As part of the public participation, as complied by the constitution, the committee advertised the bill in the national, local, and regional newspapers to seek public comments on the bill. Unfortunately, the committee received only one submission, which was analyzed by the content advisor and presented to the committee. And then at the same meeting, the department provided response to that submission. I think that was our last meeting. The following paragraph also just try to stipulate what are the objectives of this bill. They are to amend the Fundraising Act of 1978 so as to amend certain definitions to effect certain sexual amendments to provide greater clarity, to provide for the discontinuation of certain funds and for the dissolution of any board responsible for those funds. Also to establish the disaster relief and national social development funds to the disaster relief and national social development fund. And also to empower the minister to make regulations, regulations in respect of the financial year of a fund and to provide for matters connected therewith. The motion of desirability is in line with Rule 286, subsection 4 of the National Assembly Rules, which states that the committee, after due deliberations, must and if rejected, must immediately table the bill and the reports on the bill. If the motion of desirability is adopted, the committee must proceed to deliberate on the details of the legislation. In order to address a number of challenges that have been experienced in the implementation of the Fundraising Act of 107-1978, the committee is of the opinion that the bill is desirable and will proceed with the deliberation on the details of the bill. Chair, this is the report before the committee for its consideration and adoption. I thank you. Over to you, Chair.
Thank you, Lindy. What is the next step?
Recording in progress.
Chair is for the committee to deliberate on the bill,
okay.
Comment, and then thereafter adopt the bill if they want they seem it fit for it to proceed and process this legislation.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lindy. Can I see who is on the platform to deliberate on it? Alexandria, Honorable Alexandria Abra. Alexandra.
Yes, good morning.
And
good
then
morning.
Followed by Honorable Bridget Masango. Okay, for now.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, colleagues. Point of clarity, I heard the committee secretary said that we just had one input, and I just want to confirm, is that the input from the Reserve Force Council? And just to clarify, did none of the provinces submit comments on this bill? And then, Chairperson, on the motion of desirability form, there was just a spelling mistake. I think it's paragraph 4. It should read motion of desirability. I think it's the desirable as should be desirability. So that's just the two comments I have on this first page that was flighted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Alexandra. Can I then give over to Honorable Bridget Masang?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the presentation that has just been made. I believe that discussions have ensued on this bill, and but would like to make a comment on the bill itself. before we go into whether the bill is desirable or not, Chairperson. And that is on the clause 4 of the bill, which seeks to amend Section 20 of the Principal Act in order to empower the minister to give directions to a board in respect of disbursements of funds and to ensure that a board acts in accordance with ethical principles. My comment and my submission on that, Chair, is that the clause is vague and uncertain on ethical principles. It is not defined. It is so I would like to suggest that either the term should be defined in Section 1 of the Act or the terms must be referred to another piece of legislation. For example, the Public Administration Act 11 of 2014, which was enacted to promote the basic values and principles governing the public administration referred in Section 195, 1 of the Constitution. I believe that this will ensure that the board and the minister are held to definitive standards, and ethical principles must be either defined in the bill or its definition must be found in another piece of legislation, as I've just mentioned, Chair. I just would like to submit that for consideration, please. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Polnit Marie, and followed by Honorable Stock.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, colleagues. Chair, I don't want to sound very stupid today. I don't understand this whole bill, what it's all about, because there was only one deliberation on this bill, one comment on this bill. Why was it brought back from Parliament to the committee? And what is the reason for that? Because I'm a little bit confused, because I was in the meeting the other day and I couldn't understand it. So I didn't want to ask, but this morning, because we are discussing it, what is the importance of this bill and why is it that the minister, when it comes to disasters, the minister must have the right to do things. Why is it a fund, what do you call the bill? What is the bill's name? Fundraising, what is it? Why don't they change the name completely, you know? Because I'm completely confused. Please, can you assist me? Because we need to deliberate on something that you don't understand really what it's all about. And I'm not going to make it that I understand, because I don't understand. So, Chairperson, please explain to me so that I can also know what's happening. Thank you.
Chairperson? Chairperson? I can explain.
Hello?
Chair, Member okay. Stock, I don't know. Can I give an advice after Member Stock or just provide clarity on certain issues raised by members?
Okay, Lindy. Hello.
Hi, Chairperson.
Will you please explain what has been asked so that we can give honor?
Okay. Chair, I will firstly respond to the question from Ms. Member Abrahams around the submission, as well as the provinces. What happens, the bill is referred to the National Assembly, and then the National Assembly must take its process to pass the legislation. We advertise the bill to national, provincial, and local newspapers, regional, and we received only one submission from the Western Cape government. So that's our public participation process. So the last meeting was a presentation of that submission. What will happen as far as provinces is concerned? After we've concluded this process as the National Assembly, the bill will be consequently referred to the NCOP to take its own process. The nine legislatures will also publicize and then conduct public hearings and then as part of their public participation process. So for the National Assembly process, we received only one submission. To respond to Mama Masango's process, the motion of disability is a process to agree that there are pertinent issues that we want to raise on this particular process. If there were the committee didn't want to proceed, it would have just rejected the bill and then we compile a report. The following agenda item, it provides an opportunity for members to express the concerns, the areas they wish this amendment should contain. So now it's a process of, we are in agreement that we need to process this bill, adopt the motion of disability. After that, and the deliberations and the input on the legislation, it's where there will be legal advisors who look at what amendments, what the A list you want to propose in the bill. So the issue of ethical of the minister, etc. So that will be contained in the next agenda item where the committee is deliberating and have some input on the bill. So that next week there will be an amendment list containing all the issues that you want to see in this bill. As far as Mama Marae process, maybe Yoli can elaborate as to why do we have this fundraising bill, because it's an issue that has been coming for years. There were accounts that were dormant, so now this bill is trying to revive such account into one account, which is the fundraising to deal with the issues of disaster. Chair, through you, I don't know whether Yoli will be in a liberty to explain more to Member Marae so that she can have an insight what this bill is all about. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Sis Lindy, and good morning to members. Mama Marae, I'm not sure whether maybe I need to assist you maybe on the side, but this bill is aimed at putting together or making one sort of like a disaster fund. Currently, the department is managing about four, if not five funds, and some of them have been dormant. And that has always been a query from the Auditor General that these accounts are laying there dormant. Now, the department is amended the fundraising act to make this fundraising amendment bill to correct that, to put all those funds under one fund. So this bill is basically just a technical bill to make all those funds be managed under one account with the department. A presentation was made to the committee by the department when the bill was tabled, and they briefed the committee, maybe it was before you joined us, ma'am, I'm not sure. And thereafter, I presented the submission that we received from the Western Cape government. It was just one that was forwarded through Sis Lindy after the process of advertising to all the province across the country. And the department then responded on that submission on the same day that I made the presentation of submission. So today, like Sis Lindy has explained. So, but Mama Marae, if you feel that maybe you need more, I'm more than willing maybe to assist you on the side just to take you through the bill again. I'm not sure or want us to do it now so that you know what you're adopting, but what you're adopting is just to say the committee is in agreement with what the bill is seeks to amend, and it accepts the bill and then to deliberate on it going forward, just like Sis Lindy just explained. Thank you, Sis Lindy.
Chair, Chairperson, members, I will try to allocate her. Maybe she just been cut off. Thank you.
Okay. Where are we now? I'm sorry, man. I'm having a problem in network. Where are we now? Have we managed to explain all the questions? And then let's move over to Honorable Stock. He was about to talk.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Let me also appreciate the clarity which comes from the committee secretariat as well as our content advisor. Both of them clarifying us as to what is the purpose of this MOD on the fundraising amendment bill, so that we all know what we'll be adopting and then also which process have been followed thus far. So having listened to the clarity and the briefing that was given to us, I would like to formally agree that based on the public participation process, the adverts that went out calling for public participation and all that process that have been followed, those that came forward based on the report Lindy was giving us to the meeting, we would like to appreciate all those that actually took time to also take interest to participate in the public participation process. So having said all that, Honorable Chairperson, I would like to formally move for the adoption of the motion of desirability on the fundraising amendment bill. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Chairperson?
Lindy?
Mr. Stock has moved for adoption of the MOD. We just need a seconder.
Okay. Let's check.
My Masang will send this up.
Yes. Honorable Bridget Masang.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Okay, thank you, Chair. I just would like to second the adoption of the memorandum of desirability for the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bridget. Then it means we must get ready for all what has been said by Secretary Lindy and at least Honorable Stocker emphasized on that for this amendment bill. So that Honorable Polnit has got a better understanding on what has happened. Yeah, I think you are right by saying maybe it was before she joined us when this was explained, but nevertheless, it's never late to mend and also explain. Thank you very much. Can we then go to the next item, Lindy? What?
Chair, we'll give Jengane to lead the process of deliberations and consideration of the input to the bill.
Okay.
Over to you, Chair.
The Tata Landu Lindy, Yanika. Okay.
Chair, which colleague?
Thank you. If my wife or Mwanga Lala. I don't go to your name. Over to you, Advocate Gentleman.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to you and to honorable members and colleagues. Chairperson, I would first like to request members to consider the following documents for the purposes of ease of reference as we are going to go into the issue of deliberations. So it would be the act that is being amended, the principal act as the first document. The second document, Chair, would be the bill as introduced that the members are considering now, as well as the comments from the public, the document that was prepared by the content advisor, explaining the contents of the bill, as well as the presentation of the department, which presents the responses to the public commentary, Chairperson. So in essence, Chairperson, today the committee will be deliberating on what the deal is saying, what the public comment has been in respect of the proposals in the bill, as well as the responses thereto by the department. The expectation, Chairperson, in terms of the process is that after due deliberation of each of the clauses, the members will then proceed to grant us, we will also provide advice, Chairperson, in the process of the committee considering the matters, as I've mentioned. Subsequent to which, Chair, we will then take direction from the committee in respect of what of the proposed clauses do the members instruct us to amend, which process will then be the process that I will lead as the parliamentary legal advisor to develop the list of committee amendments, the so-called A list, that will be considered by the committee in its next meeting. So that is just in terms of the process to be followed, Chairperson, as we go into the process to be followed in the documents to be considered as we go into the deliberations of the committee, Chair. The next step, Chairperson, would be to go into the actual comments that came from the public, Chair, and the committee would have to deliberate on the comments from the public as well as the responses from the department and make a decision on whether the committee is of the view that we should effect the change based on the deliberations of the committee. But before that process, Chair, I would just like to comment on a number of, or broadly two things, Chairperson, that have come from the public commentary and after having considered the responses from the department. So the contentious issue that is being raised, in my view, Chairperson, that is being raised by the public commentary on this bill, is the issue of the composition of the board, including the issue that Honorable Masango referred to, which are in clause 20 of the bill, the issue of the requirements that need to be set out for those members of the board, Chairperson. Chair, it is quite clear, as the department has also acceded or considered, that we as the committee, we may need to further expatiate on the issue of the composition of the board to further clarify it, such that there is no potential confusion from members of the public about the issue of composition of the board, what the requirements are for members of the board, and what their responsibilities are. It is fortunate for us, Chairperson, that some of these matters are set out in existing legislation, such as the Companies Act, which sets out the ethical principles for board members. And we would just, Chairperson, in that regard, need to make a cross-reference to the relevant principles in the Companies Act, as proposed by Honorable Masango, possibly in the definition, where we just cross-reference those fiduciary responsibilities that are set out in the Companies Act. I would just like to mention a few of those responsibilities which accrue to members of board, Chairperson. It is acting in good faith and for a proper purpose, and also acting in the best interest of the fund itself, in our context, and that the members of the board would have to add to the degree of care and skill, including diligence, that is reasonably expected of someone that carries out the functions of being a board of this fund. The other legal consequences for board members, Chairperson, are also set out in Section 77 of the Companies Act, and those are the ones that relate to the issue of the breach of fiduciary responsibilities, as I've mentioned them, by members of boards. So, Chairperson, there might not be a need for the committee now to repeat all of those in this legislation. The most prudent way I would propose, Chair, would be for us to cross-reference, Chairperson, the the shared responsibilities of board members. The issue of the alignment with the PFMA, as I also as I considered through by the department, in the A list that we will develop, Chair, we will seek to the extent possible that there should be an alignment of the said provisions, Chairperson, including the definition which is proposed by the members of the members of the public who have commented on this bill to align those with the provisions of the PFMA. And the issue of the short title, Chair, which is the last comment that was mentioned in the public commentary, the issue of the commencement short title. This is the matter that only gets attended to at the very end of the amendment process, Chair, in terms of the procedure. And that's our bill office within Parliament is responsible for editing the bill after the bill has been passed by the House, and the change to the relevant year on which the bill is passed by Parliament will be updated at that stage, Chairperson. So, Chair, those are just the few comments that I thought I would make, Chair, in response to what has been presented before the committee as a response to public commentary on this bill. Thank you, Chair. So the next step, Chair, would now be for the members to consider the proposals from the public, the responses from the department, our commentary, and then give us a direction, Chairperson, on whether we should proceed to go and develop the A-list in line with the suggestions and the responses from the department, including our commentary as I've just presented, Chair. Thank you. Hello, Chairperson. Chair, can you hear me? Lindy?
Hello, I hear you, but I think the members have already digested what you have said, and in terms of the explanation that you have given, advocate. Now, let me again give it to the honorable members. Or is there anything that would love to be added in terms of what you have explained by the department? Honorable Alex and the department must also get ready.
Sorry, Chairperson, I lowered my hand because then I thought maybe we should first hear from the department before we go. So I just lowered my hand again.
So you want the department? Okay, sure. Okay. Department?
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. Just to indicate to what Advocate Jenglane has presented. In fact, this is Luyanda from the department, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. What Advocate Jenglane has presented is in line with our line of thinking, but we must also indicate that some of the steps he is making reference to were actually taken care of during our first engagement. Remember, the Parliament presented what the members of the public had made comments on our first engagement, and we responded on that very same day because it's not a very long bill. And in our response, we did make indication in terms of how we are going to address these issues. We have since prepared the bill with the comments that were suggested by honorable members on that particular day. So the understanding was that maybe we would flight that bill with the comments that we have made as a department in response to what the members had advised on that particular day. Because one of the comments that has just been made by Honorable Masango has already been taken care of in terms of the responses that we have given. So if maybe there would be an opportunity, I don't know, it's up to your guidance, Honorable Chair, if there would be an opportunity to flight the bill with the comments that we have made in response to what members said on that particular day. Thank you.
Abraham?
No, Chair, then I'm covered by what the department said, and I would maybe like to support what he's suggesting, that we flight it with the comments. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Lindy?
Are you allowing the department to flight the bill so that you can see the comments? The request from Mr. Mr. Chisa?
Okay. Advocate?
I've just flighted the bill, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. I hope it is visible on your side.
Yes, it is visible. But you are still scrolling it.
Yes, I just wanted to see from the top in terms of the comments, Honorable Chair. Yes, comments were received from honorable members and also from the members of the public. And one of the comments that we responded to on that particular day, we're saying some of the comments did not form part of this bill, so we did not take those into account. And one of the comments was the number of the members that must be in the board that is envisaged. Okay, that is envisaged in this year, where it was said that it would not be possible to have an odd number, let's rather use an even number, so that if we are speaking about a half, it would be able
excuse me, Chairperson, can we mute people on the platform? We can't hear.
Okay, thank you. I think there is silence now. I was indicating, honorable members, that we received the comments from your good selves and also comments from the members of the public, and were presented on the first day of our engagement. And we worked on those comments. One of the comments was in relation to Section 2 of the Act, which we had said that was not calculated for public comments. So we did not take that into consideration. And the other comments was around the issue of the number of board members, which is an odd number. And there was an issue about the half of an odd number, which we have since corrected, because we had 9 initially, and now we don't have 9 at all. We have changed that number to an even number so that it is able to be divisible into half. We worked on that particular one. There was also an issue about the paper from the Law Reform Commission that we must take it into account, which would tell the difference between social development activities or empowerment projects and all that. And we said we rather take this to the regulations, so that if it changes from time to time, the position changes from time to time, it's easy to amend the regulations than to amend the legislation. So the definition of what social development activities or empowerment projects will be prescribed in the regulations, in line with the comment that was being made at the time. And also, honorable members and honorable chair, there was a comment around what honorable Masango was raising. Initially, it was indicating that the provision was indicating that a board must ensure the disbursement of funds or provisions of the assistance, but that, and the minister must give a direction to that effect. And the query was that the minister cannot have that kind of a power. We have since reconsidered the provision to say that must be done by the board in consultation with the minister, not in accordance with the written directions by the minister. So this is how we have recrafted the provision. And this is what Honorable Masango was referring to. If it is acceptable to the committee to have crafted it in that fashion, Honorable Members. The other issue was what Advocate Njainane has explained in depth about the issue of ethical principles, because there was a question as to what would constitute ethical principles. And Advocate Mbremnani has explained all the precepts that speak to ethical principles, which board members are expected to know or ought to know as they are in that space. And he was suggesting that maybe we made reference to those pieces of legislation, and we agree with the approach he is suggesting, because we are using the word prescribed, where we are going to spell out those particular precepts in the regulations that we have taken into account. Again, honorable members, other comments that were made in other parts of this bill fell off, because they were also talking to the issue of the half. Since we changed that first one to an even number, which is 14, then the comments in other parts of the bill fell off, because they were also in reference to that particular provision. So it's a question of cross-referencing. So the last comment was around the date, which we said, okay, we can put 2022 for now, because indeed it was during 2020 when we published at the time, not knowing that we would still be dealing with it in this particular year, 2022. And we changed it to 2022, at least for now, but reluctantly so, because it could be 2023 when we finalize this, and we still need to change that. And then we dealt with it in that particular fashion. So basically, these are the comments, honorable members, that we had received from the members of the public, and also comments that we received from your good selves on our first engagement, which we have taken into account. And that concludes my presentation for now, honorable members. Thank you, Chair.
Forfeiter, Chairperson. Chair.
Hello.
Over to you. Department has okay. Just finalized the presentation.
Yes,
they
have presentation. Now let me give over to, is it an old hand, Alex?
New hand.
Oh, it's a new hand, okay. Let's give over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you to the presentation. I was wondering if we can just go back to that clause that was changed with in consultation with the minister. And my question is, and you know, perhaps it's going to be covered in the regulations, but my question is just, you know, when we speak about in consultation, there's no time frame, you know, for this consultation. So consultation can be indefinitely, and you know, this bill is, you know, we're looking at relief when it comes to disasters, so those things need to happen quickly. I just want to find out from the advocate, should it not be, you know, done in consultation with the minister and then implemented, you know, at some point, or will that be covered in regulations? Thank you, Chair. So just so that consultation doesn't, you know, go on forever and ever, and there are people waiting for relief.
If I may respond to you, Chair.
Yes, you can respond.
Honorable Adams, Abrahams, my apologies for that. Honorable Abrahams, the idea is that that will not be in the regulations, the time frame within which consultation has to take place. Not unless you are suggesting that there must be a time frame within which consultation must take place, we'll still be advised by your good self, honorable member. All what will be in the regulations is the issue of ethical principles. And we were also of the view that, yes, there will be a time when the decisions will need to be taken instantly. But it's a little bit tricky, as to say, the consultation must be within 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, because it will depend on the nature of the disaster. So if there is a suggestion that maybe we need to craft it differently to take care of that, we'll gladly take the advice that you are giving. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, advocate. Now, we seem to have agreed and reached consensus on this. What is the next step, Hindi?
I don't know whether I'm Chair, but Ms. Jengala would like to go clause by clause so that it can be clear as to which clause must be amended in the A list. And we can also craft that as part of the minutes.
Okay. When I had my advocate, Jengala, he said it's not automatically to go clause by clause, but maybe I missed that point. Advocate Chairman.
Thank you, Chairperson. No, Chair, you are quite correct. The amendments here, you are quite correct that there might not be a need to go clause by clause because the amendments here are not a lot, Chair, and are known to members. If members agree that the amendments as presented now by Advocate Mchochis are the ones which the committee approves, we will then go and develop an A list, which is the list of committee amendments, to present to the committee. The one thing that I just wanted to add, Chairperson, which might just assist the committee with its oversight or on this matter, is perhaps to just make a resolution around the issue of the regulations, because this is delegated to the minister to make the regulations, particularly around this issue of consultation, the issue of ethical principles. It might be necessary maybe for the committee to just also resolve that when these regulations are made by the minister, they must be presented to the committee for scrutiny before they are published, so that the committee can satisfy itself that they do meet what the committee intends for it to meet and does not extend the scope of the minister beyond what is allowed in the Act. Just as a measure of oversight, Chair. So that is a matter that doesn't need to be amended in the legislation, but can be resolved on by the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Advocate Mzengane. I think that one is also, I am in line with it, because for this regulation, if they can come back to us and be read, at least it will also assist us on what is it exactly that there is. I don't think it's a strange match. In terms of agreeing on that one. Please, you are going to draw the, do I hear you correctly? Advocate Jengala.
Yes, Chair. So the suggestion for the procedure, Chair, that I was agreeing with was that if the members are covered in terms of their commentary by the presentation by the department on the comments that the members have made, we will then take this Chairperson presentation and go and develop the A list, the formal A list, which is the list of committee amendments. And then the committee will consider the A list in its next meeting. We will attempt, Chairperson, okay, that we also create the B version on the same day, so that if the committee is satisfied that its amendments have been fully captured in the A list which will present, then the committee can at that same meeting proceed to also adopt the B version, Chair, would be the finalization of the process. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I think it will be wise for, I think, Advocate Chenmas, I agree with you. Go and do the A list, and on the same day when we deal with the A list, we are able to do with the B list. Because at least we have elaborated on this, and seemingly we have reached the consensus on that. There's no other hand that I see on the gadget, and it means then therefore we are happy and pleased on how far we have gone for now. So, Ian, who is having a tough set, Honorable Bridget Masango.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to, as I support what the advocates have recommended, we go on with. I just want to find out, the advocate Mchochisa said he handed the ball back into our courts about the issue of consultation and implementation. I just want to know what then is going to happen. Yes. Because I am in support of us having some kind of a time frame.
No, the time frame has been set and also has agreed support. And then, hello, I'm looking at you, Honorable Members, hello.
Yes.
Honorable Stock, are you around? Will you get us a speech? The time frame has been agreed.
No.
Support, and they are saying they will rephrase and put it in such a manner that it covers the law. Honorable Stone, will you please assist me?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Having listened to the two legal advisors, both from Department as well as Parliament, and also taking into consideration the inputs from members, in terms of how we need to move forward, I think we are finding each other. There is consensus in terms of what we need to, maybe just for us to agree and give the permission to the department to proceed, and then go and compile the A list. But then before the minister goes and publish whatever, I mean, I think it's the guidelines or something around the composition of the board and all of that, all the inputs that came from the community, as well as the submissions, the inputs and all of that. Maybe we need to agree as a portfolio committee that before that process unfolds, then we can maybe have an opportunity as a portfolio committee with the minister to be taken to as to what are the issues that needs to be, considered or prioritized, or what the minister would have actually put together as some guidelines in terms of the functioning, the composition of the board and all those other areas that members raised. I think I'm persuaded, Honorable Chairperson, my view is that for now, for the purpose of this meeting, let's give permission, let's agree as a portfolio committee, give the department to proceed, or the parliament, they must proceed, compile the A-list. It's a process on its own. And then we are still waiting for this process on the side of the legal advocate, the advocate on the side of the department, maybe to come back at the later stage to come and take us through as to what are those issues. I think that's my submission, Honorable Chairperson. Thanks.
Chairperson? Chair? Member Stock, I think may you proceed while I'm trying to allocate the chair. I think she's got a technical glitch. Sure. Okay. Sure, Jeff. Member Stock, the chairperson is in a space where there's no network, and she just requested that you take over the meeting. Thank you very much. Over to you, Member Stock.
Okay, no, thank you very much, honorable members. Let me hold the fort temporarily whilst Chairperson is still struggling with the network and all of that. But I think we are at the point now where we are supposed to give honorable members. I see honorable Abrams' hand is up. I also see the hand of honorable Masango is also up. Maybe we must allow the two members an opportunity to come in and also make their inputs, and then we can take it from there. Let's start with honorable Abrams. Over to you.
Chair, also Jenganes' hand was also up. Maybe he would give clarity.
Yes, I've noted it. Thank you. Over to you, Honorable Abrams.
Thank you, Acting Chairperson. I think maybe just for clarity's sake, that maybe the committee secretary can also help us as to what is the date when we meet again to discuss the A-list, because then that will give me an indication as by when I need to submit my suggestion on that clause for implementation. That's all I'd like to find out, is if the advocate can give me a deadline by when I need to submit my suggestion to them so that it can be included when the committee meets again on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Abrams. I think it's a fair request that you are making, you must be provided. We'll give over to Lindy as well at the later stage so that she can actually clarify you. But before I give over to Lindy, let's give over to Advocate Mjenglana. Over to you, Advocate.
No, thank you very much, Acting Chairperson. Chair, I just wanted to respond to the one question from Honorable Masango in relation to the issue of the time frame within which to act in that clause after consultation with the board. Chair, the suggestion by the department is that the ethical principles that will be adhered to in relation to this issue will be set out in the regulations that the committee has now agreed will be presented before the regulations are published. So the issue of the time frame will definitely be taken care of in the regulations. I suppose, Chairperson, to note for us as legal advisors is that the regulations that will be presented to the committee must state the issue of the minister acting within reasonable time as one of the ethical principles that must be considered during that process, Chair, which will be set out in the regulation. So I just wanted to make that point, Chair, in relation to the issue of the time frame which is sent to concerned members in respect to the issue of the board dispersing funds, Chairperson, after consultation with the minister. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Advocate Mjenglana, for the clarity. My understanding is that the portfolio committee must consider the legal briefing that you have presented to us, and we must be able to give a go ahead for you to go and compile the legal gurus to go and compile the A list and come back to the portfolio committee. Now, members have been saying eloquently so, Honorable Abrams, Honorable Masango as well. They actually made a firm proposal that whilst the minister will be proceeding to publish the regulations, maybe before that process unfolds, then we must have an opportunity so that the committee can also get an opportunity to deliberate over or to make an input on those regulations before they are published. I think there's a meeting of minds, honorable members, if one is to put it like that. We're all agreeing. It's just here and there some of the clarities that we need to be clarified on. But before we proceed, honorable members, I think we need to give over to Lindiwe to clarify the issue raised by Honorable Abrams. Over to you, Lindiwe.
Thank you very much, Acting Chair. The next meeting to deal with the bill, to consider the bill to the next stage will be next week, Chair, Wednesday, depending on availability of Jenglane, or if not Friday, Chair. Maybe Jenglane can confirm whether he will be present on Wednesday to take the committee through the A-list. If not, there will be someone that will be representing him so that the committee can be sure as to whether is it Wednesday or we'll try again Friday. Thank you very much, Chair. I think the proposal should be as soon as possible so that they can start the process with all the necessary proposals. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lindy, for the clarity. I see Honorable Abrams wrote on the chat, and then she says, what is the date for the A-list so we can know by when we can submit suggestions? I think that's the issue that Lindy was clarifying now. The answer is that it should be, the A-list should be presented as soon as possible. But since we've got an issue of the availability of Advocate Mjengana because of other responsibilities as well, we need to find out from him when is he available, whether for next Wednesday or maybe for a possible date, an alternative date like Friday and so forth. Advocate Mjengana, I'm not sure whether you want to comment or want to indicate to the committee when you'll be available so that we can just have an idea. Over to you, Advocate.
Chairperson, thank you very much. May I please just request your indulgence, Chair, to advise on the issue of availability before end of business today? Because I do have a meeting, Chairperson, that I'm attending on Wednesday, which is scheduled to start at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I now have to appeal to my colleagues in the department, Chairperson, to stand in for me either at that meeting or at this meeting, so that the work of the committee can proceed and not be held at ransom by our capacity challenges. So, Chairperson, I'm not able to definitely give you an answer on that issue now, but I request your indulgence to advise before the end of business today, as I need to go and consult my superiors in this regard. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Advocate Mjengana. So, before end of business today, we'll be able to get an indication in terms of your availability as we move forward. I think, honorable members, that's the clarity from Advocate Mjengana. So we'll hear maybe later on during the course of the day when he will be available or whether there will be somebody that will be representing him. But in principle, I think the committee agrees that it should be presented to us. It should be back here as soon as possible. I think that's what we agreed upon. Honorable members, oh, I see the end of Advocate Mjengana again. Over to you, Advocate.
Yes, Chair. No, thank you for the opportunity, Chair. Chair, I hear Honorable Abrams has mentioned that she is going to be sending proposals to us to consider as we develop the A-list, Chair. We will have to look at those proposals, Chair, as we are drafting to consider if they are going to be in line with the drafting standards and so on as we would be drafting. The difficulty with that, Chairperson, is that the A-list by its definition is a list of agreed to committee amendments by the committee. So where the proposals go to the extent that they go into areas which have not been agreed to by the committee, they present a challenge for us drafters, Chairperson, from a development of the A-list perspective. So I don't know if the committee perhaps wants to build in a process where the proposals by members are shared with all members and members indicate whether they agree with those proposals, so that our drafting role then is easier, that we go and develop an A-list of all the only agreed to list of committee amendments, Chair. So I was just asking for the committee's guidance in respect of that issue, Chair, so that the proposals from members, we know that these are agreed to and that we consider them and put them directly in the A-list as agreed to. Otherwise, we will then in the next meeting have to first present the proposals and see if the committee agrees with those proposals, and then the A-list would have to follow that process, Chair. Just to ensure that whatever goes into the A-list as a formal process, Chair, is what is agreed to by the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Advocate Mjengana, for the briefing. I think it makes a lot of sense. If we say today we agree on to give permission as a portfolio committee for you to go and develop the A-list, what are we saying now about the proposals coming from which Honorable Abrams wants to also submit, because honorable members in the portfolio committee might not have seen them, And then we are also not aware whether they meet certain standards of developing or putting together an A-list. So I think that's an issue that we need to deliberate upon as a portfolio committee. And then if we are going to agree that the honorable members, honorable Abrams must be able to send the proposals, then the proposals must be shared. I think it's a fair approach and a fair request that those proposals must then be shared to all the members. And then maybe next time when we meet for the A-list, then we first start with the proposals, to consider the proposals and then the A-list at the later stage. So we've got a two-pronged approach because otherwise we don't want to make the work of the drafters now or the legal advisors very difficult and say we give you permission to go and compile the A-list, and then there are proposals that members submit to them and they don't capture some of those proposals, and then it becomes a problem when we are supposed to come back at the later stage to consider the A-list. Then members will be complaining, this is what I've submitted, my proposals are not captured, and all of that. So what are we saying as honorable members? I think that's the issue which Advocate Mjenglana was raising to us. So that's the issue before us, honorable members, which you need to deliberate upon and agree on. I think on the other issues we agree, but on this one of the proposals, we need to assist each other in terms of moving forward. Honorable Abrams, I see your hand is up. Over to you. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Acting Chair. I think what would have made our lives a little easier is that if we had been given the department's presentation and their comments and inputs ahead of time, so then we would have been able to have properly scrutinized the changes the department has made, and that did not happen. So we're seeing the changes now for the first time. And then my second point is that when I then raise the issue of, you know, this word implementation, you know, in that clause, the DSD legal advisor indicated that, you know, the suggestion can come forward. But then the parliamentary legal advisor said the issue of implementation and timeframes will be covered in regulations. So that is why I'm now confused, because the two legal advisors are saying different things. So if I can get clarity as to will this issue of implementation and timeframes be covered in regulations, then it's fine. But if it's not the case, then I would then like to go and consult and make that submission. Thank you. And then also, like I said, the request that we, the first time we've seen DSD's inputs. Thank you, Chair. Acting Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Abrams. I think I don't want to answer on behalf of the legal advisors. I will still give them an opportunity, whether from the department or from Parliament, to come in and clarify this issue. But my understanding is this. I think earlier on what we were agreeing upon, we were saying based on the regulations, what we are requesting from the department through the minister, before those regulations are published, we must have an opportunity, they must come back to the portfolio committee and be able to present this is a draft, and then so that we can make inputs on that. I think that's what we're agreeing upon. So whether my understanding is that whether implementation will be there or whether composition of the board will be there and all other issues that are actually linked to the regulations, we might not be able to know now because we don't know. We are going to preempt what will be in the regulations. So I think from where I'm sitting, I think it will be fair if we say go and compile the regulations draft, and then you come back and present to us. So if there's any other issue at that time, when they come back and present, and when we feel there's no issue, one or two issues are not being covered, we'll still be able to make our inputs or our proposals for consideration. Because remember, it will be before the regulations are published. I think that's my understanding. But I can give over to the legal gurus, Advocate Mjenglana or Advocate Mchochisa. Or I see there's a hand of Esma Kabeni. I'm sure he's trying to clarify us on this issue. Over to you.
Thanks, Chair. I'm Sifa Makabeni, the State Law Advisor, Chair. I understand Honorable Abrams to be talking to the proposed the Section 23 when she talks about the issue of the time frame. What I was going to propose, Chair, is that if you look at that provision, the disbursement of funds will not be a once-off issue. So the time frame, putting a time frame, a fixed time frame, would be a bit difficult there. So I would suggest consideration with my colleagues, Chair, of wording to the effect that we include in that subsection that the disbursement of funds or provision of assistance must take place within a reasonable time. So it shouldn't be something that we still need to go to the regulations for, because you can't do it like you can't put a fixed time frame that will be applicable in every instance, because the disbursements will be done from time to time. So if we put within a reasonable time there, it can still be covered, Chair. And then the other issue that we need to consider with colleagues is the Public Finance Management Act applies to boards of this nature. And Section 50 of that Act provides for the fiduciary duties of accounting authorities, which the board will be. So those issues of ethical principles would be covered in Section 50 there. So that would be my request, that we also pay attention to that section instead of going to reinvent the wheel and providing for something that legislation that applies to boards already provides for. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Makabeni, our state law advisor, for coming to our rescue. You know, I think if you propose that instead of us waiting for the regulations coming back here, and I think we are also saving time, it's quite efficient. And the proposal that we are making, that instead of putting a particular set time frame and say for 3 months or 3 weeks or a month and all of that, we should be able to say within a reasonable period of time. So I think that's, for me, where I'm sitting, it's quite reasonable. And I think it's quite fair. It's also fair that we put it like that. I'm not sure, but let's put it to our legal advisors. I'm not sure if they are comfortable as well, or they are agreeing, or they've got a different view. Advocate Mchochisa, no, Advocate Njengana. Two of you.
Honorable Chair, I agree with what has been presented by both the state law advisor and Advocate Njengana to that effect. The word reasonable would assist under the circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Advocate Mchochisa. Advocate Njengana?
I'm covered too, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay. No, thank you very much. I think we are all agreed now. And the issue raised by Honorable Abrams now, it's been satisfied and clarified in terms of the time frame. So, Honorable Members, that's it. We're all covered. We're agreeing in terms of how we need to move forward. I'm not sure if there's any other issue that Honorable Members wants to raise before we move, Lindy, to the next item. Or are we supposed to get a mover and seconder on this item before we move to the next one? Can you come in, Lindy, just to clarify us so that we move forward?
Now that the committee was deliberating on the bill, I think there was a resolution taken by the committee that the legal drafters must go and draft the A list that will come before the committee for its adoption. That's my advice, that the resolution was taken already, that the drafters must go and draft and come back.
Okay.
Oh, and also, I think if the committee can be in agreement with the proposal for reasonable time, that we need just an indication from the committee whether that amendment or proposal should be effected to rescue the situation. So I think that's all, Chair.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Lindy, for the clarity. Honorable Members, can we get a proposal or a mover for the change of for the change in terms of the time frame for a reasonable period or a reasonable time? Can we get a proposal? Then we'll move on with our meeting. Honorable Abrams, over to you.
Acting Chairperson, I would like to move with amendments and support that reasonable time be included. Thank you, Acting Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Abrams. Can we get the seconder for a proposal of Honorable Abrams? Honorable members.
Thank you, Chair. I support and second the proposal of Honorable Abrams.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Altia Songo. Seconds the proposal. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Lindy, we proceed now. What is the next item?
Chair, we have four sets of minutes to consider and adopt. The minutes of the 8th of June, the 22nd of June, 24th of June, and the 6th of July.
Okay. Now, thank you very much. This is Committee Internal Business.
Yes, Chair.
So I think let's release, the officials from the department, and then we can continue with our business. I think we are done on their side now.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. We are released from the department, our officials. Thank you very much for coming through. We also appreciated your contributions and then also assisting us in the portfolio committee meeting. Thank you very much. We are now released. We'll be
thank
dealing
you,
with the, thank you very much. We'll be dealing now with the items. Thank you very much, which are committee related items, which is the minutes of the previous meetings and so forth. Lindy, can I give you an opportunity so that we present the first set of minutes? And then before we do that, I will take it, honorable members, that all of us will receive the minutes and then we manage to go to the minutes. So if there's any other issue like we normally do, that comes from the minutes, please feel free to do so and raise them. Over to you, Lindy. Can you present the first set of minutes? Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chair. Must I flight the minutes?
Yes, please flight the minutes, Lindy.
Okay, sure. Chair, the first set of minutes is the minutes of the 8th of June. It was 9:30. It was time for the committee to receive a submission, analysis of submission on the fundraising bill, as well as the response by the department on a submission received by the committee during its public participation process. Members present on that meeting were the chairperson, Member Bankulu, Member Stock, Member Tlongo, from the ANC, from the DA. We had Member Abrahams, Member Masango, and Member Opperman from the EFF. We had Member Iris and Member Mare from the ACDP. We had Member Sukers. We received only two apologies, one from Member Manganye and the other one from the late Member Mutawung. Chair, a number of departmental officials, including the Minister and the ADG, were present, as well as Usibeko, which is the DDG responsible for this bill, as well as the advocate Chochisa, the legal advisor responsible for the bill. And then we had our normal support staff of the committee. Chair, the acting chair, the chairperson tabled the agenda for adoption, which was Member Bilangulu proposed the adoption of the minutes. Sorry, Chair, I don't know. What's happening here? Which was supported by Member Stock. Members, Member Bilangulu was not present when we started the meeting. She joined the meeting during the course of the process. She's with us, Chair, just for record purposes. Chair, we considered the agenda for the adoption of minutes was deferred due to time constraints. No. There were no minutes scheduled for adoption on that day. So Ms. Kanye, the content advisor, presented analysis of the written submission, whereby the department also presented the responses on that particular submission. Also, there were deliberation around the drafting of regulations, and also member wanted to know about the consolidation of funding into one bill would also affect the NGOs and those in need of funding. There were some concerns around it, as well the department responded to a number of issues that were raised by the department. And then the meeting adjourned at 11:30, Chair. So I put forward the minutes for adoption. Thank you. Chair? Acting Chair?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lindy. Honorable members, that's the first set of minutes. And then also, Lindy, thank you for presenting the minutes of the previous meeting to us. Can we get a mover and a seconder for the adoption of this set of minutes? Honorable Hlongo, your hand is up. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes as presented. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Hlongo. Honorable Hlongo moves for the adoption of the minutes. Can we get the seconder?
Chair, I second the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Abrams, for seconding the proposal for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you very much. Lindy, let's move to the second set of minutes.
Chair, Acting Chair, the minutes before the committee was that of the 22nd of June, whereby the committee considered and adopted the A list of the Children's Amendment Bill. Members present was Chairperson, Member Stock, the Acting Chairperson, Member Bilangulu, Member Hlongo, Manganye, the late Member Mutawung from the DA, Member Masango, Member Abrams, Member Oberman from the EFF, we had Member Harris, Member Mare, the IFP, Member Van der Merwe, and the ACDP, Member Sukers. We only had the other member, which attends our meeting, Member Breed from Freedom Front Plus. We have our normal staff that supports the committee. And then at that time, in that meeting, we had few members from the department to support because the business was an internal business. No department was invited, but they come as observers. And then we received an apology from the minister and the deputy minister who were unable to attend the meeting due to prior commitments. Chair, the chairperson also tabled the agenda for adoption, which was the mover was Member Hlongo, and then seconded by Member Stock. The agenda was adopted without any amendments. And then the set of minutes for the 25th, the 2nd of June, the 3rd of June were put forward for adoption. Some of the minutes were adopted with amendments, and then the committee proceeded to a presentation by the legal advisor on the A list, the parliamentary legal advisor on the A list, and then she explained the process, the legal process, whereby the committee agreed that the other amendments will be done on the second amendment bill, and then he also reminded the members that a decision that they took around the ECD clauses where they said that it will be rejected during the process of the formal stage. And then the committee deliberated on the matter, and Member Masango, Abrahams, Sukars, and Member Priet objected on clause 10 amending 20, objected the rejection of clause 10 amending section 21. They argued that this amendment is important for maternal children in care of paternal unmarried fathers. Thus, rejection of the clause will deny fathers access to the children. Also, giving effect of this section will take off pressure from the foster care system. The committee was requested the committee to reconsider the rejection of this clause. Another view was expressed that even though through the public inputs, particularly those from Fathers for Justice, were valid and properly motivated, there were other issues raised by the stakeholders that relate to the cultural practices that also need to be taken into consideration. Hence, the committee decided that there is still a need to consult. So the minutes express the different views expressed by the committee were in support of Section tend to be rejected, and those who were motivating that it should be included in the A list. There were also a discussion around clause 24 amending section 45, which was motivated in the minutes. I think that's all, Chair.
Thank you very much, Lindy, for the presentation of the previous minutes of the previous meeting. It's appreciated. Honorable members, as the minutes, can we get a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the minutes? I see the hand of Umama Ononko Simvana, Usla Aloetu, and comrade, my chairperson of women, Umama Bilankulu. Mama Kate and Mama Vana, over to you.
Thank you. Chair, and thank you for holding the fort and continue holding the fort. I've got a problem, network problem. I just want to move and adopt these minutes that have been read by Lindy Wek, that they are the true reflection of that deliberation of that day of the meeting. Thank you. I move.
Thank you very much, Mamva.
Can I provide an advice regarding that? In terms of the rules, the chairperson can only, when there's a tie, can I suggest that another member and in seconds just to try to avoid any procedural flaws? Sorry, Mama Van, you are the chair. Thank you.
I'm just here, Chair, so no problem. I move for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Mama Kate Bilankulu moves for the adoption of the minutes. Can we get a seconder, Honorable Members? I see the hand of Honorable Shongo.
Thank you, Chair. I second the adoption of the minutes as moved by Comrade or Honorable Bilankulu.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The minutes are duly adopted and approved as a true reflection of the previous meeting. Can we move to the next one, Lindy? Lindy, can we move to the next set of minutes? Lindy, wait. Oh, yeah. Thank you. You are muted, Lindy. We can't hear you.
Okay, sorry. Okay. The 24th, right? Okay. Sorry, Chair and members, about that speech. The next set is the 24th of June, where the committee also adopted the A list. I think they reverted after that meeting to make some amendments. In this meeting, from the ANC, we had member Anna, our chairperson, member Stock, Bilankulu, Hlongo, Manganye, the late member Mutau. From TA, we had member Masango, member Abrams. From the EFF, member Harris Mare, and IFP, we have member Father Merve, and we have member Sukar from ACTP. We had member Priet from Freedom Frontiers, and we received an apology from member Opman from Democratic Alliance. And we had our normal staff, including our parliamentary legal advisor, Chair, and there were also officials from the department, observers. Chair, the meeting was to finalize the A list, because the previous meeting on the 22nd, there were some areas where they need to be tightened and be presented to the committee so that the committee can adopt. And then the legal advisor also presented, committee in this day. I think it's where there was a glitch, where a document was sent to the committee was incorrect. It was not an updated committee presentation, and the committee agree, resolve that the meeting should be cancelled and then postponed to a later date. So that was because due to a failure to meet the 48-hour notice period to provide the committee with documentation. So the committee, the meeting was cancelled, Chair, due to those reasons.
Thank you very much, Lindy, for the presentation on this set of minutes. Honorable members, there are the minutes. Can we get the mover and seconder for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable members, I see the hand of Honorable Abrams. Over to you, Honorable Member.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 24th of June.
Thank you very much, Honorable Abrams. Moves for the adoption of the minutes. Over to you, Honorable Bilankulu.
Thank you, Chair. I second the move by Honorable
Abrams.
Abrams, yes. Hey, long man. Yeah. I second the move by Honorable Abrams. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mama Bilankulu. The minutes, Honorable Members, are duly adopted as a true reflection of the meeting of the previous minutes. Thank you very much. Can we now move over, Lindy, to the last set of minutes? I think this is the fourth one, the last set of minutes.
Thank you very much, Chair. The next set is for the 6th of July, where the committee adopted the B bill as well as the committee report. Members that were present at the meeting were Member Mvana, our chairperson, Member Stock, Member Bilankulu, Member Hlongo, Member Manganye, the late Member Motaung. From the Democratic Alliance, we had Member Masango, Member Abrahams, Member Opperman. From the EFF, we had Member Iris and Member Mare. From the IFP, we had Member Fana Merve. From the ACTP, we had Member Sukars. From Member Brett from the FF Plus. My battery is running out, Chair. So, in a nutshell, that was the adoption of the B bill as well as the committee report. Chair, there were apologies from the chairperson, from the minister and the ADG, who attended the mass funeral in the Eastern Cape. And the deputy minister requested permission to leave the meeting early on that day to attend to a doctor's appointment. Adoption of agenda, the late Member Motaung proposed adoption, which was seconded by Member Bilankulu. There were no minutes scheduled for adoption. As well, the chairperson tabled the draft report for consideration. And Member Stock stated that the report had captured all the comprehensive views of the committee deliberated on during the process and moved for adoption of the report as a true reflection. Chair, Member Van der Merwe noted some omissions and corrected to the report. She made a point that for the record, but not for debate, clarifying that a walkout by some members on the 25th May 2022 was because there was no consensus on agreement to the committee already reached on which surviving clauses would go into the bill and not specifically due to Section 21. Another point was that during the extensive public participation, Clause 10 amending 21, Section 21 received substantial public input and widespread support. A majority, including the department, supported that clause. Member Masango proposed that the minority views should be reflected as the minority parties instead of reflecting them under each political party. The proposal was agreed to. Thereafter, the committee proceeded
Honorable members, there's a problem. Ulindiwe indicated earlier that the battery was running flat. I think the battery is now disconnected flat. Can we maybe hand over to Yoliswa just to finish where Lindiwe left off, and then we will. Yoli, are you able to assist us here?
I
Okay, Chair. I'm doing so sorry. She was just calling me.
Yeah. Okay, I think she was calling you for intervention. She has been kicked out. The battery, she was indicating earlier, the battery is about to die.
Yes,
so if you just fly the last set and then you continue where she just left off.
Okay,
I think she was busy toward the end of the minority views. What the minutes about that?
Okay, Chairperson. That was the 26th of, the 6th of July. Okay, I'm just opening them, Chair.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. That's a set, Chair. Sorry, I was just taking notes, so I didn't open them.
Okay, no problem.
Can you see them, Chairperson?
Yes, we can see them, Lindy. Mindy Oli, we can see them.
Okay. She was on. Okay.
Yeah, she was.
Okay, other members agreeing to the Honorable Masango's proposal. She was there.
Yeah, she was there.
Okay. Then the next session, Chair, deals with the actual consideration and adoption of the B bill or the B list. And it basically highlights the members who moved for the adoption of each clause and who seconded those adoptions of the clauses, Chair, which was the formal consideration of the B bill. So that's basically the section just for record purposes, reporting on who moved and who had. Okay, all the way to the next page. Okay, and then we're recording the members who raised their objection to the B list. That was Ms. Abrahams, Ms. Briette, Ms. Sukels, and Ms. Marie. And that was the end of the meeting on that day, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Yoli. Just to continue and finish off where Lindy were left off. Okay. Thank you very much for that. It's quite appreciated. Honorable members, that's the presentation on the previous meeting of the 6th of July. Can we get a move and adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of the meeting? Over to you, honorable members. Honorable members, can we get a mover and seconder for the adoption of the minutes? I see Honorable Shongo, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of the meeting.
Thank you very much. Honorable Shongo moves for the adoption of the minutes. Can we get a seconder, honorable members?
Yes, Chair. My hand is up.
Okay, over to you, Honorable Bilankulu.
I rest the right to second the move by Honorable Ntlongo as a true reflection of the minister transferred on the 26th of July. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, now thank you very much, Honorable Bilankulu. Honorable Bilankulu seconds the adoption of the minutes. So the minutes are duly adopted, honorable members. Thank you very much for that. We move now to the last item. Which is the closing remarks and the adjournment of the meeting. Honorable members, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you for your participation in the meeting and then also for having set aside time to come and join and participate in the meeting. We know normally Fridays are very difficult days for meetings for most of the honorable members because they are traveling. And I think that has been the problem also for today with our Chairperson, Umamu Mvana, who was connected but kept on being kicked out of the system by the network. I think she had problems. She's also traveling. And then she was also physically in Cape Town for this week. And then other honorable members, I know Honorable Shongo as well, and then myself. So generally Fridays are a very difficult day for meetings. But be that as it may, honorable members, would like to appreciate for having set that time and presented yourself and joined the meeting, even if it was not convenient and very difficult for you to join. I think, honorable members, let me take this opportunity as well for thanking you for the constructive engagements in the meeting, for your positive contributions that we made to the meeting, which actually made the work of the committee very easy. And we also like to appreciate for today where honorable members managed to persuade each other on different legal concepts which were presented before the committee, where honorable members were able to persuade each other successfully. I think that's a very important aspect which you need to appreciate also from the portfolio committee. Having said that, honorable members, have a nice day. And then until we meet next time, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, honorable Bilankulu. Mama Bilankulu. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Enjoy your weekend, guys.
Enjoy your weekend. Thank you. Thank you.
I won't enjoy. It's too busy this side. Yo.
Are you busy?
I'm going to the deployment even now.
Oh, no. Okay. All of the best. Thank you very much.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay. Members, I'm going to end the meeting now as I'm now the host.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Bye. See you next week. Bye-bye.